Hi, welcome to Hungry in Nashville. May I take your order?
2 sweet teas, please.
Got it. Coming right up.
Today I want to tell you about fruitcakes, but first, you have to understand the Great Atlantic and Pacific Tea Company. You may be too young to remember it, but their A&P grocery stores were the first grocery chain, and from 1915 to 1975, it was the largest grocery chain in the country, hitting about 16,000 stores in the 1930s. It was founded in 1859 by George Gilman, who rapidly opened a small chain of retail tea and coffee stores in New York City and operated a national mail order business. The A&P brand is as well known as Starbucks is today, and it started as a family business. It's important, so keep that in mind. And yes, we're going to talk about fruitcakes, but first, I'm Jim Grinstead, and I'm hungry in Nashville. Let's eat. The Great Atlantic and Pacific Tea Company began producing its own products. Its 8 o'clock coffee was a big seller. Then, in about 1950, things began to go south. Other chains were expanding and offering new services. A&P didn't keep up. The company went through several owners, and by the 1980s, it was down to 1,000 stores. A major part of that problem was competition from Walmart. Yes, I'm getting to the fruitcakes. By 2010, it was circling the drain and filed for bankruptcy. The company reopened in 2013 and filed for bankruptcy again in 2015 as the 28th largest grocery chain in the country. Its brands and everything else then went up for auction. Now we can talk about fruitcakes. Brothers Alex and Chris Roniker kept hearing how much people missed the Jane Parker fruitcakes. Jane Parker was one of A&P's brands. Chris and Alex checked into it and found no one had purchased the brand and its recipes. Included in that was the Jane Parker fruitcake recipe, and for a second time, Jane Parker's origins started out as a family project. Now, the brothers had already been selling confections online, so it was just a matter of taking the original recipe and learning how to create it the way A&P did. In their first year, they sold 5,000 cakes.
The process is done actually by a master baker that we have making our cakes for us, who's been baking cakes for over 100 years, specifically fruitcakes. There is actually quite an art to making fruitcake. It's not something that any baker can do. And the way that works is they use small batches to make the cake, and they have special machinery that equally distributes the batter, the fine ingredients that we mentioned before. But what makes it interesting in our fruitcake is very, very full of fruits and nuts. In fact, it's been something that's traditionally, and we've continued the tradition of having over 2/3 fruit and nuts in each cake. So rather than thinking about how do the nuts and fruits get distributed throughout the batter, it's actually more like how does the batter get distributed throughout the fruits and nuts.
That was Alex. The cakes are only sold online, and that includes Amazon. But if you visit their website, janeparker.com, and use the promo code HUNGRY19, they will give you a 10% discount on your order. I'll put a link to that site on the show notes.
Order up!
Online sales don't come just during the holiday season. Alex and Chris sell them all year long. Here's Chris.
We have repeat customers, yes. And they also order multiple times throughout the year. We make special off-season batches to satisfy the demand, albeit not as large as the holiday time demand in the fourth quarter. But there's a demand throughout the year. So we make some small batches and people pre-order, and we make them in a small quantity to satisfy the orders that are pending in our website.
They stick to the original recipe. After all, that's what people wanted. But that doesn't mean they don't make variations.
We did make a new version last year. It's actually the same classic recipe of the original fruitcake, but with a little twist. We added bourbon and rum to it. By popular demand, a lot of people were asking for some kind of fruitcake with alcohol in it. So we have a special recipe the baker helped us create that has just the right touch of bourbon and Caribbean rum in it. They are baked with alcohol. So as they're baked, the alcohol evaporates out of the cake. So it's totally legal to ship it across state lines. Other cakes that are soaked in alcohol after they're baked, it's not allowed to cross state lines. We had it done in a special certain way so that all the tastes and goodness of all the flavors are there, but it's legal to ship all over the country.
And they have plans for a new cake.
Actually, there was another cake that many, many people were asking for when they found out that the Jane Parker fruitcake was back in production again. They called in on the phone, they wrote emails, and they asked for something specifically, and it was called the Jane Parker Spanish Bar Cake. I had no idea what a Jane Parker Spanish Bar Cake was, but enough people asked that we started to do some research and diligence and find out what Jane Parker's Spanish Bar Cake was. And we were able to find the original recipe for the Jane Parker Spanish Bar Cake, which is currently in development right now, and it's almost a completed product ready for distribution once again. In the next several months coming, we should see it back out there, and that will be a retail item in stores across the country. The Spanish Bar Cake is actually a spice cake. It's made of all different spices and raisins. It's a two-layer cake with a very, very creamy white frosting that has no dairy in it. It has a very, very moist texture of the cake and a very nice creamy icing on top. It's a very scrumptious product. And the Jane Parker Spanish Bar Cake was an everyday item that was purchased in the A&P stores for about a half a decade. So it's an everyday item. It's not just a seasonal item. And that should be available all year round once it's back out on the shelves.
Order up!
Fruitcakes are said to last forever. One way of getting rid of a fruitcake is to participate in the National Fruitcake Toss on January 3rd. The practice began in 1996 in Colorado.
I could tell you a little bit about why fruitcake lasts so long and has a shelf life. Fruitcake is a shelf-stable food. There's certain ingredients that make it very dense. And the foods used to produce fruitcake, which are fruits and nuts, they're already preserved. So all of those dry ingredients that go into making the cake, they don't give microorganisms enough moisture to reproduce. And that keeps bacteria from developing on the cake. And that's why it has such a long shelf life.
Before we started recording, I told them I have to address the elephant in the room. The bad reputation of fruitcakes. Alex was ready for the question.
What we've always seen is that the reason that most store-bought cakes will have gotten such a bad rap is because of the lack of high-quality ingredients that are in the cake or on the cake. Typically, you'll see most of the store-bought cakes that are available that just basically have a tiny amount of nuts on the top and very little fruit and nuts within the cake. You know, unfortunately, when people use inferior ingredients, you tend to get an inferior product.
To make a premium fruit cake, it takes more than an assembly line.
A lot of the process of our cake is still done by hand because we have lovely cherries and the pecans on the top of our cakes. Those are all hand placed. There's quite a lot of labor involved in it. It's not something that's done by mass production. And I noticed that if you look at that as an example, you'll see that because there's actual human hands involved in creating it, everyone is a little bit unique in its own way. So not everything is always going to be exactly the same.
Remember after we ordered our sweet teas, I told you about how the original A&P was started by a family, and now the fruitcake's been revived by a family. One is a family of customers, the other is the family that sells it.
You know, when we first started out, we didn't fully understand that, but to hear from a person telling me, next to having a Christmas tree in our house, the Jane Parker was the most important thing on our table. That's one of the stories we hear all the time. Or another story would be that, you know, my pop worked for A&P for 40 years, and he brought a Jane Parker home every Christmas or every Thanksgiving. And having it back on the table is like having him sitting here with us again. And these are stories that are not just heard once or twice, but many, many people calling up. You can even look up on our website. We have a testimonials page where we've posted things that people have emailed. They've taken the time to write us to tell us how happy they are to have this product back. And those are really touching things that people have actually taken their time to do that in order to, you know, show their gratitude for having this cake back.
Chris says that when A&P produced them, the cakes were made in Canada. The family brought the production back to the U.S., and that allowed more of the family members to become part of the revival.
We had a lot of help from family in regards to my cousin is a food photographer, and her name's Stephanie Shambam. She took all of the pictures for our website. You can see all the beautiful pictures she took of our cake. A good friend of mine, he helped us get all of the, he's the graphic artist. He helped us get all of the original artwork back onto the die lines for the boxes, for the printers, for the boxes. And then our baker, probably the most important one, they helped us get this product made exactly the way that it used to be. And they did an amazing job. So everyone working together with us helped us complete this project and get it going off the ground again. And it's been such a great experience working with everyone.
Whether you like them or not, fruitcakes are a tradition. Some people get the same tin of fruitcake from the same people every year. The holidays wouldn't be the same without it. It's tradition. Alex and Chris are proud of the role they play in the lives of their other family, their customers, and it was family that showed Alex how traditions are born.
What happens is they had a bad taste in their mouth or they had a bad perception of fruitcake. But when I give somebody a slice of the fruitcake, I can get a real feel and an honest judgment when I watch them. There's always enough in a slice for two or three bites. So I give them a good size slice. And when they pick it up and they take a bite and they swallow and then they finish that slice, I know that they were happy. That's the same reaction from everyone who picks up a slice of our fruitcake. They finish the slice. So you know it is good. And now they have a new perception of fruitcake.
When I was growing up, someone always sent us a fruitcake. It was dense and hard. I tasted it one year, and that was enough. We always tossed the cake out, but kept the tin for other things. In that sense, I guess, the fruitcake was with us for years. Clearly, that Jane Parker recipe made a big impact on a lot of people. It was a conduit to family gatherings and holidays past. I don't know what all of that means, but I like the idea that this all started with a family. It was a family of customers that helped bring it back, and another family that revived the tradition. So that's my fruitcake story. Call me a sucker for tradition, but hey, at least I was able to get you a deal on the Jane Parker fruitcake. If you go to their website, janeparker.com, and use the promo code HUNGRY19, you'll save 10% on your order. Now go out and celebrate your holiday traditions, whatever they are.
Anything else? Okay, come back soon.
Hungry in Nashville is brought to you by Out of My Pocket Productions and is copyrighted 2019 by me, Jim Grinstead. You can listen to Hungry in Nashville on our website, hungryinnashville.com, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can follow us on Facebook or enter your email address on the website so you'll be notified when new episodes are posted. But the best thing you can do to support the podcast is tell your friends about it and encourage them to subscribe. And if you have an idea for something you'd like to hear, don't be shy. Send it to idea@hungryinnashville.com. Thanks for listening, and may you eat well.